Good afternoon. My name is Anna Kurtz. This afternoon, you're going to hear a lot of news stories for Halloween, but I'm going to start with something old, something tried and true. And if you've gone to summer camp, you've probably heard this one. So get ready. Alfred Sloan was an up-and-coming young man. Everybody said so. Well, he had a job in the bank, and he was good with money, and he knew the value of a dollar. And everybody knew that when the manager retired, it would be Alfred that would take his place. The girls in town, they smiled at Alfred when he walked by, and Alfred, he always smiled back in the nicest way possible and in the most polite way possible. And their mamas, well, they invited Alfred to dinner time and again. And they'd serve roast pork or fried chicken, or there might be apple pie or peach cobbler, whatever it was. Alfred always tucked in. He loved food. And when he was done, he would smile and he would flatter his hostess, and then he'd go home. He never once asked one of the girls out. Because you see, Alfred only had eyes for Annabelle. The other girls couldn't understand why. Well, Annabelle wasn't the prettiest girl in town. She wasn't the smartest. She wasn't even the nicest. And she only had one arm. Well, one real arm. She lost the other one in an accident. Something to do with a tractor or a horse or something. Whatever it was, Annabelle almost died. Her daddy, he blamed himself. And when Annabelle recovered, well, he went to the big city, went to see a goldsmith, got her another arm, a golden arm. The day came when Alfred and Annabelle got married. It was a big event in town. Almost everybody was invited, and almost everybody came. Oh, and Annabelle had the most incredible dress. They ordered it all the way from Paris. It was white silk with lace. And their daddy, her daddy, bought them a house. Not just any house, the big mansion. The one at the edge of town that backed onto the cemetery, it was a nice, quiet neighborhood. And Alfred and Annabelle, they settled right in. And they seemed to get along well together. Well, in the evenings, after supper, they'd do the dishes together. Annabelle would wash and Alfred would dry, and then they'd go in the parlor, sit down in front of the fire. Alfred would read the paper. And Annabelle, well, she might knit for a while. But sooner or later, well, she'd take out a soft cloth and she'd begin to polish her arm, the golden arm. And she'd rub with that cloth back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And Alfred? Well, he'd forget to read because he couldn't help watching. It was mesmerizing. And then they go to bed. And then one day, for no reason that anybody could tell, Annabelle died. There was a big funeral. Everybody in town came. But you know, even funerals end. People went home, and Alfred found himself at home alone. He sat in front of the fire, and he didn't feel like reading the newspaper. And he kept looking over at Annabelle's chair. He kept waiting, waiting for her to rub that arm. But of course, well, she wasn't there. And then I don't know what happened. Maybe he went a little mad that night. Whatever it was, he jumped out of the chair and ran out of the house. He stopped by at the shed took the spade and ran right into the graveyard and started to dig up that grave. And he took out the golden arm before he buried her again, and he tucked it under his coat. It was cold, but he didn't seem to notice. And he went back into the house, and he put the arm in the back of the hall closet, and then he went up to bed, and he slept. He was exhausted. The next day, people came. They dropped by with a casserole, came to see how he was doing. The day passed. But at the end of the day, of course, they went home. And Alfred looked at Annie's chair. And then he went to the hall closet, and he took out the arm, the golden arm. And he started to work on it. He cleaned the fingers, and then he started to rub back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until the arm glowed, until you could see the glow of the fire in it. And that night when he went to bed, he took it upstairs with him and tucked it into bed. And he couldn't sleep. Something about the wind was blowing around the outside of the house. It was sighing and moaning. It made him really uncomfortable. It almost sounded to him as if he could hear Annabelle's voice. Freddy! Freddy! Made him really uncomfortable. And he thought there were noises in the house that you just didn't hear in the daytime. The walls creaked and groaned, and it sounded as if there was someone at the back door, but he knew there wasn't, because he'd locked the back door. He remembered locking the back door. And even the stairs were creaking. It was making him crazy, and he pulled the blanket up. And then the bedroom door swung open. He could hardly see in the darkness, but he felt a draft against his cheeks. And then he looked up, and there was Annabelle. Oh, Annie, it's you. Oh, Annie, look at you. Well, what happened to your hair? Why, it's all lank and gray. The grave took its luster away. Oh, Annie, look at your eyes. They used to sparkle so. What happened to your eyes? The grave. The grave took their shine away. And your cheeks, Annie, they used to be so rosy. What happened to your, what happened to your cheeks? The grave took their glow away. Oh, and your beautiful dress. Oh, Annie, it's all spoiled with dirt and grass stains. What happened to your dress? The grave. The grave took its beauty away. Oh, and your arm. Annie, did the grave take your arm? No, not the grave. You did!